Exclusive, Texas National Guardsman Tim Kennedy. Insane open border policy is insulting to the American people. By Alana Mastrangelo on February 5, 2024. Texas National Guardsman Tim Kennedy told SiriusXM's Breitbart News Daily host Mike Slater that President Joe Biden's insane open border policy is insulting to the American people. This week the president said that he needs new legislation that enables him to secure the border, and that's laughable, Kennedy said. It's insulting, and the fact that they're trying to flip the language, like they always have, about who is doing what and the reasons behind it. Listen below. The laws that exist currently, if they were enforced, are more than powerful enough to be able to secure our border, he continued. And, Biden, says, I, as a president, I don't have the power to do that. We saw President Trump did have the power, and he absolutely was securing the border. When you look at the numbers between presidencies, the differences in illegal immigration during those time periods are not even comparable, Kennedy noted. The Texas National Guardsman went on to recall some of the scenes he personally saw unfold on the United States southern border. And what I saw down there was heartbreaking. Of course, there's a humanitarian crisis that's occurring because the cartels are manipulating this fever of what is viewed as opportunity. Everybody in Central America and South America, not just Mexico, very few immigrants are actually Mexican. The vast majority are coming from Central and South American countries, Middle Eastern, and Eastern European countries. Tons of Africans as well. And when they get to the border, they have been informed exactly what to say. They have been told that, if you do these specific things, you'll be handed a bus ticket, you'll be handed $2,000, and you'll receive a date that you never even have to attend for your court hearing. They're using fake names. It's the most insulting form of illegal immigration I think that any country has ever seen. I saw cartel members pushing babies into the water to create a crisis so that they could smuggle people with bundles of drugs further upriver, across the river, he added. I saw them trip dads that had kids on their shoulders so that a few miles away, while we had to push a ton of resources to try to find this kid that's floating down the river, a couple boats are now crossing with what we can only assume to be the hardened terrorists on watch lists, Kennedy said. It's all strategic. It's all planned, Kennedy affirmed. It's a form of warfare that's being waged against us. Breitbart News Daily airs weekdays on SiriusXM Patriot 125 from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and X/Twitter at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.